welcome to Accent of Women, a show by and about women from diverse cultures and languages right across the world. I'm Harita, and today we are going to invite a new guest, Miss Niveda Ganesan from India. So when most people hear the word finance or accounting, they immediately think about numbers, calculations and balance sheets. But finance is much more than mathematics. It's about making informed decisions, solving real-world business problems, managing resources, and helping organizations grow responsibly. Today, the finance industry is evolving rapidly with digital technologies, artificial intelligence, and global opportunities, creating exciting new career paths for young professionals. Joining us today is Ms. Niveda Ganesan, a dedicated cost and management accountancy CMA aspirant from India. She joins us to share her educational journey, explain what CMA is all about, and discuss why finance continues to be one of the most rewarding and dynamic career choices. Niveda, welcome to Accent of Women.
Thank you so much, Sharita. I'm delighted to be here and to have this opportunity to speak with your listener. Finance may appear to be a challenging field from the outside, but once you begin understanding it, you realize that it is actually about solving problems, supporting businesses, and making meaningful decisions. I'm looking forward to sharing my experiences as a CMA student and hopefully encouraging more young people, especially women, to explore careers in finance.
That's so great, and thank you so much for joining us today. Before we begin talking about finance, we would love to know a little more about you. Could you introduce yourself and tell our listeners about your educational journey and what inspired you to pursue CMA?
Sure. My name is Niveda Ganesan, and I'm currently pursuing the Cost and Management Accountancy qualification in India. From a young age, I enjoy subjects that require logical thinking, organization, and analytical skills. As I learned more about commerce and business, I became interested in understanding how organizations manage their finances and make important business decisions. And during my higher studies, I explored different career options available in the commerce space. That's when I discovered CMA and realized that it offered a combination of accounting, finance, taxation, costing, and strategic business management. What attracted me most was that CMA is not only about maintaining accounts. It teaches professionals how businesses can improve efficiency, reduce cost, and make better financial decisions. That practical approach made the qualification very appealing to me, and I decided that this was the career path I wanted to pursue. Although the journey has been challenging at times, it has also been incredibly rewarding because every stage teaches something new about business and professional growth.
That's so very great to hear about your story, and we are so inspired and interested to listen your advices to you, us and our listeners. So, many of our listeners may have already heard about chartered accountancy, but they may not be familiar with cost and management accountancy, which you are pursuing now. Could you please explain what CMA actually is and what CMA professionals do like you?
Yeah, of course. Actually, cost and management accountancy, commonly known as CMA, is a professional qualification that focuses on financial management, cost analysis, budgeting, business strategy, and decision making. Unlike traditional accounting, which mainly records financial transactions, CMA professionals help businesses understand how to improve efficiency and profitability. For example, companies constantly need to decide how to reduce unnecessary costs, price their products competitively, manage budgets effectively, and plan for future growth. These decisions require careful financial analysis, and this is where CMA professionals play an important role. They work closely with management teams by providing financial insights and that support strategic business decisions. Today, CMA professionals work across manufacturing companies, multinational corporations, consulting firms, banks, government organizations, and many other industries. As businesses continue becoming more competitive, the demand for professionals who can combine accounting knowledge with business strategy continues to grow.
So from what you have said, we come to a point like we do have many demand and opportunities for CMA professionals like you. So many students feel pressured to choose science, because they believe it offers more career opportunities. What would you say to students who are interested in commerce but are unsure about choosing it?
Okay. I believe every student should choose a field based on their interests and long-term goals rather than following social expectations. Commerce offers an incredible variety of career opportunities. People often think commerce only led to accounting jobs, but that's far from true. Students can build careers in finance, auditing, taxation, banking, investment analysis, consulting, entrepreneurship, financial planning, risk management, and many other specialized areas. Commerce also develops valuable skills such as analytical thinking, communication, business awareness, and problem solving. These skills remain relevant across almost every industry. If someone genuinely enjoys understanding how businesses operate and likes analyzing situations logically, commerce can definitely provide a very exciting and fulfilling career. Success comes from passion and dedication, not simply from choosing a particular stream.
Listening to Accent of Women, produced in studios of Trees here and broadcasted nationally via the Community Radio Network. And currently we are discussing about commerce and finance options, especially the cost and management accounting with our CMA aspirant Niveda. And coming to the next question, one question that many commerce students often ask is about the difference between CMA, CA and ACCA. These qualifications are frequently mentioned together and students sometimes feel confused about which one to choose. Could you explain the main differences and how someone can decide which path is right for them?
Okay, that's a very common question and I completely understand why students get confused, because all three qualifications belong to the finance and accounting profession. Okay, now coming to the point, Chartered Accountancy or CA focuses strongly on auditing, taxation, financial reporting and statutory compliance. Chartered Accountancy plays a vital role ensuring business comply with finance regulations and reporting standards. Cost and Management Accountancy, on the other hand, places greater emphasis on cost management, budgeting, business strategy, performance analysis, and decision making. A CMA professional helps organizations improve efficiency and profitability by analyzing financial information and supporting management decisions. Then there is ACCA, which is an international recognized qualification. It provides opportunities to work across different countries and cover financial management, auditing, taxation, and international accounting standards. And rather than asking which qualification is better, I think students should ask which qualification best matches their interests and career goals. Every profession has its own value, and success depends more on passion, dedication, and continuous learning than on the qualification itself.
I do understand the point which you are going to say. Like, many students believe that being good at mathematics is enough to succeed in finance. From your experience, what skills are actually important for someone entering this profession?
Okay, mathematics certainly helps, but finance requires much more than calculations. One of the most important skills is analytical thinking. Finance professionals constantly interpret data, identify patterns, and help businesses make informed decisions. Communication is equally important because financial information often needs to be explained to managers, clients, and colleagues who may not have a finance background. Attention to detail is another essential quality. Even small errors can sometimes have significant consequences, so accuracy is extremely important. So time management also plays a major role, especially when handling multiple deadlines, examinations, or like workplace responsibilities. Perhaps the most valuable quality is integrity. Finance professionals are also trusted with sensitive information and important business decisions. Honesty, ethics, and professionalism are therefore fundamental values in this field. Finally, finance is constantly evolving, so professionals must remain curious and willing to continue learning throughout their careers.
That's so great. Like, things getting from an aspirant should be useful for common listeners and also aspirants who are listening today. So every professional journey comes with challenges, and professional qualifications like CMA are known to require commitment and discipline. What have been some of the biggest challenges you have experienced, and how have you stayed motivated?
Like many professional students, balancing studies with personal life has been one of the biggest challenges. The syllabus is extensive, and preparing for examinations requires consistency rather than last-minute study. There are times when the workload feels overwhelming, and it's natural to feel discouraged after a difficult examination or when progress seems slow. However, I have learned that success is built through consistency. Studying a little every day, maintaining a positive mindset, and reminding myself why I chose this career helps me stay motivated. Support from family, friends, and mentors has also been incredibly valuable throughout the journey. Most importantly, I have realized that every challenge teaches patience, discipline, and resilience, qualities that are equally important in professional life. Rather than fearing challenges, I have started seeing them as opportunities to grow both personally and professionally.
Yeah, I do understand the points, which are professionals should always have the discipline which should be maintained among the clients and in the regular life of the professionalism. So as our show is generally based on the accent and the improvement and empowerment of women, so the next question is about women in finance. So finance has traditionally been viewed as a male dominated profession in many parts of the world, as you know. Fortunately, that is changing, and we are seeing more women building successful careers in accounting, banking, investment, and corporate finance. As a young woman pursuing CMA, what message would you like to share with other women who may considering a career in finance?
I would first like to say that finance is a field where talent, knowledge, and dedication matter far more than gender. Today, we see women leading multinational companies, working as chief financial officers, auditors, financial consultants, and entrepreneurs. The opportunities are growing every year, and organizations increasingly recognize the value of diverse perspectives within leadership teams. To young women considering finance, I would encourage them to believe in themselves and never let stereotypes limit their ambitions. Professional qualifications require hard work, but they also open incredible opportunities for personal and career growth. Every woman who enters finance not only builds her own future, but also becomes an inspiration for the next generation. Constant perseverance and continuous learning will always take you further than fear or self-doubt.
All right. So the next thing which we're going to discuss is the future of finance. Like as you said, women is also encouraging in finance profession. And the next thing we're going to discuss is the technology is transforming almost every profession, including accounting and finance. Artificial intelligence, as we discussed last week with our previous guest, automation and digital systems are becoming increasingly common. Do you think these technologies are replacing finance professionals, or are they creating new opportunities?
I believe technology is transforming finance rather than replacing finance professionals. Routine calculations and repetitive tasks are increasingly being automated, allowing professionals to spend more time analyzing information and supporting strategic decisions. Artificial intelligence can process data much faster than humans, but interpreting results, understanding business situations, and making ethical decisions still requires human judgment. Finance professionals of the future will therefore need both technical knowledge and digital skills. Rather than fearing technology, students should learn how to work alongside it. Those who combine financial expertise with technological understanding will have excellent career opportunities in the years ahead. The future belongs to professionals who are adaptable, curious, and committed to lifelong learning.
Yeah, I do understand the part which you let us know about the artificial intelligence in accounting and finance fields also, which are takeover our general jobs and labor is very getting low these days. And the next part is financial literacy, which is a life skill. Niveda, one thing we often hear is that many people finish school and or even university without really understanding how to manage money. We learn mathematics, science and many other subjects, but financial literacy isn't always given enough importance. Why do you think financial literacy is such an essential life skill? And what are basic things which are every young person should know?
I completely agree, Harita. Financial literacy is one of the most valuable life skills anyone can have, regardless of their profession. Managing money is something every individual does throughout life, whether they are a student, an employee, a business owner, or even someone managing a household. Understanding how to budget, save, spend wisely, and plan for the future can make a significant difference to a person's financial well-being. Unfortunately, many young people begin earning without fully understanding concepts such as budgeting, emergency savings, investments, taxation, or debt management. As a result, they sometimes make financial decisions without considering the long-term consequences. Financial literacy does not mean becoming an accountant. It simply means making informed financial decisions. Simple habits like tracking expenses, avoiding unnecessary debt, saving regularly and planning before making major purchases can create long-term financial stability. I also believe schools and colleges should place greater emphasis on financial education because these are practical skills that benefit everyone throughout life. Good financial habits developed at a young age often remain with us for decades.
That's a good point which you said about schools and colleges, because they play an important role in teaching finance to normal people by teaching their thoughts to students there. And the next thing, which is professional ethics in finance. Finance professionals are trusted with highly sensitive information. They handle company finances, confidential records, and important business decisions. How important are ethics and integrity in this profession?
Ethics is one of the strongest foundations of every finance profession. Technical knowledge helps professionals perform their work, but integrity determines whether people trust them. Financial professionals deal with confidential information that can affect businesses, employees, investors, and even entire communities. Because of this responsibility, honesty and professionalism are absolutely essential. Throughout professional studies, students are constantly reminded that making ethical decisions is just as important as making financially correct decisions. Sometimes professionals may face pressure to ignore mistakes or manipulate financial information. However, protecting professional integrity should always remain the highest priority. Trust takes years to build, but only a moment to lose. That's why ethics is not simply another subject we study. It becomes part of a professional identity. Whether someone becomes a CMA, CA, auditor, or financial consultant, their reputation will always be one of their greatest assets.
That's right. Looking ahead, are the career goals in your profession? You have shared your journey as a CMA aspirant and your profession and your passion for finance. Looking ahead, where do you see yourself in the future and what kind of impact would you like to make through your profession?
Like many students, I know that learning is a lifelong journey. My immediate goal is to successfully complete my CMA qualifications and continue developing both my technical knowledge and practical experience. In the long term, I hope to work in an organization where I can contribute to better financial planning, strategic decision making, and business growth. More importantly, I want to become someone who continues learning throughout my career, because finance is constantly evolving with new technologies, reputations, and global business practices. I also hope to inspire younger students, especially young women, to realize that commerce and finance offer exciting and meaningful career opportunities. Success is not only measured by job titles or salaries. For me, success also means making a positive contribution to organizations supporting ethical business practices and encouraging others to pursue their goals with confidence.
It's a great and inspiring to listen speeches from you people who are pursuing different and difficult careers. And before we conclude today's conversation, many students listening today may still be deciding their future careers. What final message would you like to leave for students who are interested in finance, commerce or professional qualifications and are listeners who are listening your podcast today?
Yeah, good question. My biggest advice would be not to compare your journey with anyone else. Every student has different strengths, different interests and different dreams. Choose a career because it genuinely interests you, not because someone else expects you to. Professional qualifications require commitment, patience and consistency. There will be challenges, difficult examinations and moments when progress feels slow. But every successful professional has experienced those same moments. Believe in your abilities, ask questions whenever you need guidance and never be afraid of making mistakes, because mistakes are often the greatest teachers. Most importantly, never stop learning. The world is changing rapidly and those who continue learning will always find new opportunities. Stay disciplined, stay curious, and always remember that your hard work today is building the future you want tomorrow.
Thank you so much for joining us on Accent of Women today, Niveda. It has truly been a pleasure speaking with you and learning more about the world of cost and management accountancy and the opportunities available in the finance profession. Your journey, your experiences and your perspectives have given our listeners a much better understanding of what it means to pursue a career in finance. I'm sure today's discussion has inspired many students, especially young women, to explore commerce and finance with greater confidence and curiosity. We sincerely appreciate you taking the time to be part of our program and we wish you every success as you continue your CMA journey and build your professional career. Thank you once again for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Harita. It has been a wonderful experience being part of Accent of Women, and I'm truly grateful for this opportunity to share my journey and my passion for finance. I hope today's discussion has helped students better understand the opportunities available in commerce and encouraged them to pursue careers that genuinely interest them. I also hope more young women will feel confident about entering the finance profession and following their dreams. Thank you once again for inviting me, and thank you to everyone listening today. I wish you all the very best in your educational and professional journey.
As we come to the end of today's program, I would like to take a few moments to reflect on important messages we have heard throughout this conversation. When many people think about finance, they often imagine calculations, balance sheets, and numbers. But today's discussion reminds us that finance is much more than mathematics. It is about responsibility, decision-making, planning for the future and helping individuals and organizations make informed choices. Behind every successful business, every growing organization and very well-managed institution are professionals who carefully analyze information, manage resources and support informed, important decisions. Finance professionals play a quiet but incredibly important role in shaping economies and improving businesses. One of the messages that stood out most today is the importance of choosing a career based on genuine interest rather than social pressure. Every student is unique. Some professionals are passionate about science, others about technology, education, healthcare, business or finance. There is no single definition of success. Success comes from discovering your strengths, working hard, and remaining committed to your goals. Today's conversation also reminded us that professional qualifications require patience and determination. Achievements do not happen overnight. Every examination, every challenge, and every obstacle becomes part of a learning journey that helps build confidence, resilience, and experience. Another topic that discovers deserves greater intention and attention is financial literacy. Whether we become accountants or not, every one of us manages money throughout our lives. Learning how to budget, save, spend responsibly, and plan for future is an important life skill. Financial education empowers individuals to make better decisions and build greater opportunities, financial security for themselves and their families. We also spoke about the growing role of women in finance. Around the world, women are taking leadership positions in accounting, banking, consulting, investment management, and corporate finance. Their achievements remind us that ability is never determined by gender. Talent, commitment, and continuous learning are what truly shape successful careers. To every student listening today, I hope this conversation encouraged you to remain curious and open-minded as you think about your future. Don't choose a profession, simply ask others expect you to. Take the time to understand your interests, explore different opportunities, and believe in your own potential. Every professional begins as a student. Every successful career begins with a first step. The journey may not always be easy, but with dedication, consistency, and the willingness to keep learning, meaningful opportunities will always follow. Finally, I would like to thank our guest once again for sharing her journey and experiences with us. Conversations like today's help us better understand not only different professions, but also the people whose passion and commitment inspire others. To all our listeners, thank you for spending time with us today. We hope this episode has given you a better understanding on the finance profession and perhaps inspired someone listening to take the first step towards a career they truly believe in. And that's all we have got time for today. We just heard a lot of things from our guest. And Accent of Women is produced in the Melbourne studios of 3CR Community Radio with the financial assistance of the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The show is distributed nationally via the Community Radio Network with special thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia. Music of Accent of Women was written and produced by George Concheri. If you want to hear this show again or any of our previous programs, you can download the podcast from 3CR's website, which is 3cr.org.au. Go to the Accent of Women page and follow the links to this week's show. If you want to get in touch with the producers of the show, you can also write to us at accentofwomen.gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter or like our page on Facebook. Thanks for tuning into the program, and I'm Harita, and we look forward for your company again next week. Tata, bye bye.